This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you very much for that. Still want to hear from some folks that were at the rally Friday in Bemidji, Minnesota. Can't let that go so quick. Great time up there in Bemidji. Can't wait to do it again. My thanks to Bill Batchelder. Great guy. Joe Dunn. We never did get Joe Dunn on the radio, but Joe's a longtime friend. He and I used to be Sioux Boosters. We were on the Sioux Booster board together. Handing on hot dogs at every kind of event over the years in Grand Forks for all those Sioux Booster events. A lot of fun and just a great group of folks. And, of course, that veteran of the Vietnam War that was a POW MIA for 4 years. What an incredible story. And we had it on the air, and show was about to end. It was like, okay, we're out of time, but I got to hear more of this story. So we actually did a little Facebook video that's up on my Facebook page. I checked that out. A lot of folks have been commenting on that. Really, really neat. But just a great time up there. And, of course, Bill Batchelder is the proprietor of Bemidji Woolen Mills. And Bemidji Woolen Mills have been around for 100 years. Yeah, unbelievable. 100 years. So a lot of great history there. And a great community. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And I don't want to forget that rally. I think we tend to kind of in this crazy time we're in, 43 days today to the election. You know, just you go from, you ping from one thing to the next. And certainly this Supreme Court nominee is going to give us a lot of, I think it's going to become now the issue of the election. I really do. AOC says Mitch McConnell is playing with fire. Woo! Better watch it, Mitch.
Says the bartender.
Yep. The bartender says that Mitch is playing with fire.
Oh.
What does that mean? They're going to come with like a some kind of fire bombing equipment to his house, or what do you make of that? It's very odd. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Brad, you're on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for calling.
Hey guys, I just I love your show, and I listen to KFYR all the time. I'm up here in Canada, but I tune you in when I'm driving. And thank God there's a radio station out there that actually values the truth, because in Canada we are being inundated by the liberals and the left-wing radicals just as much as you guys are, but there's nobody doing much about it here. So your fight is our fight, and I just like to thank you guys for doing what you do, because it's refreshing to listen to you guys.
Well, thank you so much. When you say our fight is your fight, what do you mean?
Well, we're also dealing with all kinds of government interference, and government wants to tell you what to do all the time, and they know what's best for us and stuff. Like, we want our freedom just as much as anybody else, but it seems that what the liberals and the left-wing people, and like AOC and all these people that live in Cuckoo Town, I don't know what their vision is, but it's just so irrational. It's beyond belief. And we have same thing kind of going on up here. And it's just, you know, thank God for the president that's kind of straightening things out and making it okay for people to say, well, I don't agree with that. And I'm kind of tired of having to get shamed into believing something that I think is right. So it's refreshing. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I really appreciate that. Very kind of you to call, and glad you're listening. And so what is the COVID situation up in Winnipeg and Canada right now?
It's pretty much the same. We're being told it's preferable to wear masks, even though for most people we understand it's like putting up a chain-link fence to keep out mosquitoes. You know, it's got that sort of effect, but I think it's more to make people feel good about what's going on. That's more than anything. So
yeah, yeah, very, very interesting. Is the economy been socked up there? Was things shut down? Brad, are you there? We lost Brad.
Well, sounds like it. Canadians cut him off.
Evidently, yeah. What's his name? Trudeau didn't want Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Oh my! All my relatives in Canada can't stand that guy.
Oh, he's just. Oh. What do they call that?
He reminds me of Mayor Fry in Minneapolis.
He is a lot like Mayor Fry. Yeah,
they kind of look alike.
Yeah, that kind of. I can't think of the word I'm thinking of right now.
McDreamy.
Not bright. We'll just keep it at that. Not real bright. Not at all. A lot of text here that I probably should get to. We're trying to track down Steve Moore, formerly of the Wall Street Journal, now part of the President's White House Economic Recovery Task Force. Lots of things to cover with him. How is it that our government gets away with whatever they want and we have no say, no consequences at all? It's like an untouchable liars club that gets to do what they want. Well, we do have the power. Say enough already. Donald Trump was an answer to the question, how do you think we're doing here in government 4 years ago? And what are they trying to do from even before the time that he was president of the United States? Destroy him. Take him down. Look what he's fought. Can you imagine if he received the same opposition treatment that George W. Bush did or George Herbert Walker Bush did, right? Gerald Ford, kind of just your typical Republican.
Keep going back.
Treated by the Democrats, right?
I mean, keep going back.
He would have so much more done, you can't even believe it. They have just, they're afraid of him.
Can you imagine, though, if they were working with him?
That's what I mean.
Oh, my God.
Which I actually think might happen after he wins.
Might. Yeah. We were talking about that over the weekend. You can hope.
Joe in Nelson County.
The name is Pajama Boy.
Oh, Pajama Boy. That wasn't what I was thinking of, but...
That's what they've been calling him.
Is that right?
But was right. Ever since Trump got in and stuff, the media has gone to the left so far, it's ridiculous, because Charles Adler used to be somewhat conservative. He moved over to Vancouver. He's totally anti-Trump and everything else.
You're kidding me. I like Charles Adler.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did, too. I really liked the guy. He was one of my favorites.
I don't know. He brings out some of that in people that just see him as unorthodox. What I wish people would understand who hate Trump, if you hate Trump, you ought to hate Barack Obama and Joe Biden, George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, because Donald Trump was a product of people being so frustrated with what this texter was frustrated with that they felt like their voice was never heard, that's why Donald Trump won. He won because of the miserable failure of Obama and Biden. And, you know, Republicans being frustrated with the Republicans representing them before, so... Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. Pop me up Fox News Channel, would you? Larry Kudlow is on, and Larry is, of course, one of the top economic advisors to President Trump. And since we're waiting for Steve Moore, he and Larry are pretty close. We'll probably get a little some of the same flavor. Everybody's watching this market now because we're down 828 points on the Dow. The NASDAQ's down 197. Let's go ahead and roll on.
I'm Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Trace, I was speaking of the CR. That's a different matter than the so-called stimulus bill. Regarding the stimulus bill, look, that thing has slowed down, as everybody knows. We've made 4, 5, 6 suggestions, extend the loans to small business, the PPP program, assistance to schools. We want the kids to go back to school. We want to help out the small businesses. And we're at loggerheads on some of the key issues. We're not going to bail out poorly managed states, as the president has made clear, or their pension funds. It has to be, you know, COVID-related. The president is open to some help on the direct checks and so forth. We'll see where that goes. We've proposed a payroll tax deferral and to forgive it. I think that's a key part of any discussions. So we'll see. I don't think that's new news, the fact that it's slowed down. I want to say, though, look, whatever pessimism comes, you have these, you know, we've got to fill up the daily news cycle. I understand that. The reality is, We are recovering, thankfully, prayerfully, as more businesses reopen, as the virus is increasingly contained, and the fatality rates have stayed very low. We are in a V-shaped recovery, with at least 20% growth coming up. Job numbers have been very good, booming retail sales and housing and autos. There's an inventory cycle building. These are very positive things, and I think that's going to be reflected in the stock market before long. It's going to go through its correction. I'm not sure that this V-shaped recovery has ever depended on the so-called second stimulus package. I've made that case before. There are things that could help in there, which is worth negotiating, but if it can't be done, it can't be done. I think the economy is definitely improving.
This hour of the program brought to you by Oasis Petroleum. Remember, you can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whenever you think of something we need to be talking about, you need to say 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. The Be the Buffalo Hotline from Oasis Petroleum. More on the way.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get three t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, 2 for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, 3 of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza 2 for $12 too at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking, grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA. Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is something you rarely find with home cooking. That's why we love our friends at PetroServe USA. Coming to you from the PetroServe USA Today studios today to tell you a little bit about beef tips and gravy and scalloped potatoes and ham. That's at the Valley City location, exit 292, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, and at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Couple of the great examples. Any fresh baked muffin today is 99 cents. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Our friend Steve Moore is here. White House Economic Recovery Task Force. George and Felton, hang on. I'm going to get you in there. I want to hear your thoughts on the Trump rally on Friday, which was really something. Steve, what's going on in this market today, first of all? Steve, can you hear me? Steve Moore, White House Economic Recovery Task Force member. Hello, sir.
Hey, it's so good to be with you, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, good. It's a beautiful day in Washington. I just was in the White House meeting with some folks, and so just walking out now. And sorry to be a couple minutes late, but, you know, things are good. I mean, the economy is really picking up steam much more quickly than anybody thought. And, you know, the president's in a really very, very, you know, positive mood. He feels really good about the election. And so everything's fine. It's morning in America.
I was at the president's rally in Bemidji, Minnesota. 15,000 people, another 10 outside, by the way, in a small community in northwest Minnesota. I kid you not.
He, by the way, some of those talking points on the economy, I gave those to him last week. So, it's just amazing. We have the biggest reduction in poverty ever in 2019, and one of the biggest increases in incomes for all groups, blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians, women, whatever group you want to look like, everybody got better. So Trumponomics really works.
So what percentage do you think of all the reporting done about the presidential election includes data like that?
You know, it's incredible. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, this report came out finding this massive reduction in poverty in 2000. Now, this is 2019, for the year 2019. It's the Census Bureau is the gold standard of all the economic data, so it's unquestionable. And they found, that this big, big, massive reduction in poverty. And by the way, in 3 years, Trump has increased incomes, adjusted for inflation for average Americans, a median household income went up by $6,500, Scott. That's gigantic gain in 3 years. I mean, I would have never thought that was possible, but yet the media ignored the story. They didn't talk about the biggest reduction in poverty. We had at the end of 2019 the lowest poverty rate in the United States ever recorded.
Don't you think that is really the secret weapon of this campaign? Because while the media might not report it so people can feel good about it, if you're in that category and you have a job and you didn't have a job and you're making more money and your outlook is better, you're going to feel that. That's going to make a difference in the election, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question about it. And people do feel better about things. And, you know, the direction now, look, 2020 has been a terrible year. We had the coronavirus. We've had rioting. We've had a lot of disruptions to the economy. And yet, you know, the latest indication is that the third quarter GDP number, which will come in, by the way, about a week before the election, is going to be up about 30%. 30%. That is a comeback that has never been seen before in the history of the United States.
The market is down today dramatically. They're saying on coronavirus fears. What is the market spooked about today?
I'm trying to figure it out. First of all, I think the market was so high for the last, month or so that, there's some profit taking. But I just wonder what's going on here. I wonder if it's the news about, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and maybe people thinking that this works for the benefit of the Democrats and that maybe the odds of Trump winning are lower. And obviously Trump is not much better for the economy and the stock market than Biden. But the coronavirus news has been good. That's why I don't really understand why the markets sell off. I mean, if you look at our newsletter, we have an item today in the morning on this that, death rates are down as low as they've been since in 3 months. The hospitalizations are down lower than they've been since March. So I don't get, why there's this, corona news would lead to a sell-off in the stock market.
What do you think the Ginsburg impact will be? My theory, I was telling the listeners earlier, that I believe Donald Trump won ultimately in 2016 because of the Supreme Court, because enough people who didn't like sort of this non-traditional, a president and the candidate and how he was operating, they were smart enough to say, well, I'm going to overlook all that because the Supreme Court's that important. Well, here it is again, right to the front and center. I mean, I think this is going to be in his favor. Do you?
We'll see. I think so. I mean, especially if I like this, this woman, Justice from Florida, who is Cuban. She is, very high credentials and qualifications. I want to see the left rip into a Hispanic woman. You know, are they going to do that, Scott?
Sure. I mean, listen, they're not going to stop at anything, you know. All this back and forth about whether he should...
These people are so shameless. She has a great family. She's got great kids. She's just a lovely woman and smart as can be and, you know, a constitutionalist who follows the Constitution. That's what we want in our Supreme Court justices. So, I would like to see Trump nominate her. I don't know whether the Senate should, you know, vote. I think the Senate might want to wait until after the election to vote. But the fact is that she's highly qualified. She is a woman. She is Hispanic. She checks all the boxes. I think liberals are going to have a hard time shooting her down.
Can I ask you about the energy economy? You know how important that is to North Dakota. There's only 10 rigs right now with the double whammy of oversupply internationally and COVID taking down demand. It's a tough time to be in the oil business. WTI was up around 42, 43, 44, dropped back after that recent correction. When do you see the boost from the energy economy come roaring back?
What's the oil price at now? It was at 40 the last time I looked.
Yeah, $38. WTI is at 38. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's very simple. We've created the best, energy. The greatest amount of energy production in the history of the United States under Donald Trump. And, we've become an energy powerhouse, as you and I have talked about. The United States has become Saudi America in terms of oil. And I'm very, very worried that if you get Biden elected, he says he wants to get rid of fossil fuels by the year 2035, which is only, 14, 15 years away. That's going to destroy our oil and gas industry in states like North Dakota and states like Oklahoma, Texas, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida. So it would be very, very negative. And the only people who would benefit from that agenda would be the Arabs, the Chinese, and the Russians. So we're playing right into their hands if we decapitate our energy industry.
30 seconds left. How's the president doing? Assess his mood for me on following the TikTok, all of this.
Very positive. I mean, he's always upbeat, and he's in a good mood. And, he's just, feeling he knows he's going to win. I worked for him, on the campaign in 2016. And even when people said, 95% chance, remember that, Scott? 95% chance Hillary's going to win. We always knew it was going to be a close race, and Trump actually believed he was going to win. I thought we could win, but I didn't think we would win. And so don't believe these polls, folks. I mean, these polls are designed to try to show Trump losing, but he's going to win.
That's some great statistics too with those economic numbers, and some really good advice from our friend Steve Moore and others on that White House Recovery Task Force. Thank you, Steve. Good to catch up. Take care, sir.
Have a great week, my friend. Take care.
You as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. A question about thereason.org. I'll tell you about that. George and Felton's going to tell us about the Trump rally, and your call's welcome on the program.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowauer, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street stocks sharply lower to start the week as the Dow has been down over 600 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both trading more than 1.5% lower. Tech shares leading the declines. Senators are gearing up for a fight over filling the seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. President Trump says this morning he'll announce a nominee on Friday or Saturday. And Senate Republicans say a vote on that nominee will come before before the election. But Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden says a vote should not come until after Election Day. And
if I win this election, President Trump's nominee should be withdrawn.
Biden says he'll speak with Democrats and Republicans about his pick, though unlike Trump, Biden has not yet released his list of possible nominees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind? George in Felton, Minnesota is up next, and if you'd like to join him on the phones, you call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I have nothing but open phone time till the top of the hour. I promise I'm going to get to every text on this phone. We rarely do because we just get so many texts, we don't get to all of them, but I'm going to do my level best to do it today, and your calls as well. George in Felton, Minnesota. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, George Benson, and I'm in Fauston, Minnesota.
Oh, I don't know where they got Felton, but there's a Felton and a Fauston. Yeah. I know Fauston very well. You have a mayor by the name of Jim Offerdahl there.
Yes, and I know him, yes. I was at the rally. It was beyond awesome. I am retired from the military, and there was a lot of veterans there, and I stood in line for 3.5 hours to get a bus ride to the event. My wife told me in the morning I probably should go early because there might be a lot of people there. That was an understatement. I am proud to be an American. I served in the military, the Army, and the Air Force. And I'm 100% for Trump. And the rally was beyond, you can't even imagine. There was tens of thousands of people there, thousands and thousands.
Did you find yourself... with kind of sore feet and wondering what the heck am I doing 3.5 hours into a line to get on a bus, or did you just love every second of it because of the actual event itself?
I loved every second of it. My legs were starting to get sore. I'm an old man, and it was long. And my wife couldn't go because she has to go to the bathroom every 15 minutes, but she supports me 100%. And that's about all I can say. Thank you, people, for doing a good job on the radio and the Secret Service, FBI, everybody that was there. They did the most awesome job. I only seen two people removed from the rally, and there was so many people. I mean, it was elbow to elbow, thousands and thousands of signs up, phones up. You could not believe it.
So you're saying you saw. You saw some people that were protesting or something and had to be removed. I didn't see any. I was amazed. There was not one foul mouth, not one crazy sign, nothing. I couldn't believe it.
I do not know what happened to them, but there was a lady escorted out and there was a man escorted out, but they came by me. Where they came from or what they did, I have no idea. But they did. They physically took the man out. They had two FBI agents, a hand on each arm, and they escorted him out and said, don't let him come back in. The woman, I have no idea. They were escorting her out, too. So,
interesting. Now, you mentioned your support for the president, so I take it you don't believe what Joe Biden says that he said about our veterans.
Oh, definitely not. 100% no. I mean, those news people are a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, and it's something how they lie about them?
No, they lie. Every time they open their mouth, they lie. Down in Florida, there's a rat called the Florida Swamp Rat. And if you take a Florida Swamp Rat and you go to D.C., you have a D.C. Demorat. That's all I can explain it.
All right, George.
Go on the internet and look up a Florida Swamp Rat, and then go to D.C. and look up a D.C. Demorat.
There you go. We'll do. George, thank you for calling from beautiful Fawston, Minnesota today.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You bet. Take care. 800-228-0550. I think George's going to be in a little bit of trouble with his wife. just say it. Just a little bit of, little tiny little clean up in aisle three there, right? Yeah, exactly right.
Oops.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Some of these texts now. 800-228-0550. Okay, I'm stuck on a text here. I can't get back to the text. You know why I can't? They keep coming in! Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good problem?
I guess.
What's this one? I got my daughter's grade in international business. Current course grade, 93.33. Is that good? Is that pretty good? Would you be happy if that boy came home with it?
Would think so.
Yeah. International business, no less, huh? Whoa. Pretty cool. I get a little distracted here from the text coming in from my baby girl. Okay, she's a senior. 8 months to go. She's done with her high school.
I know, right?
Here. Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
Can't believe it happens that fast. You know what fear stands for? False evidence appearing real. Yeah, it does. Fear has been a weapon this year like no other. Pretty incredible. Question on the mask mandate in Fargo. What's happening? Well, there's a vote tonight, City Commission. 5 to 7 is the commission meeting at the Fargo City Hall. And a couple of listeners thought they should remind people that it's happening tonight and that you should be there, and I'm taking them up on that. I'll be there. I'm going to watch what's happening. Keep tabs on that, okay? Texter says, for shame, Kevin Kramer. COVID is real and not better, but worse. Very bad in North Dakota thanks to Sturgis and Bemidji. Get current with the news, both of you. By the way, Trump did not win the popular vote. See, these are people that don't care about the Constitution. He didn't win a popular vote. True statement. I mean, nobody disputes that. But the popular vote isn't how you decide who president of the United States is.
No.
I mean, the fact that California and New York don't control who the president is not something I lay awake at night worrying about, shivering. Ooh-hoo-hoo. So, a little bit different. See, that's fear. That texter has succumbed to fear. Sturgis?
Well, and how do you prove that? Who gave it to who, and who gave it to who, and who was it Sturgis, and where did they get it at Sturgis, and how did they get it?
People don't want to scare people.
Come on.
That's who. John, Minot, North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I know I'm going to listen to you when I get time. But I don't know if this has been recorded, but American Crystal Sugar Company, which all of us know who they are and where they're located, donated $10,000 to Omar's campaign back in 2018.
You're saying American Crystal Sugar donated to Ilhan Omar? Or AOC or Ilhan Omar? Which one?
Omar.
Omar, okay, in the cities. Interesting.
Back interesting. In 2018.
I would assume whoever her opponent was probably not a fan of the sugar program, so they decided to go there. I mean, they'll be supporting Colin Peterson over a Republican, Michelle Fischbach, in that race. So, I mean, the American Crystal tends, and sugar, you know, growers tend to, I mean, they have a, not a lot of friends, but they have a few friends, and when they have them, they smother them. They really make sure they're taken care of, so. Kind of doesn't surprise me, but it's interesting. It is. You know, I don't know if the company's ever explained that or what the reasoning is there, but given her politics, I would hope that doesn't sit well with some of their members. Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota, next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I've been hearing a lot about Trump's economic progress. I think that is a fair and true positive assessment of his first term. But even in conservative media, I have not been hearing a lot of talk about his foreign policy successes in bringing Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates to the table to normalize relations with Israel. And I think that the more Arab League members get on board with that, it's an ongoing process. I don't think he's done. But it's going to make the Palestinian Authority more and more toothless. Which can only redound to the benefit of the United States. I think that is probably, in my opinion, one of, if not the, crowning achievement of his first term.
I agree with you. I mean, it's hard to understate that. Look how long we've wrestled with that. Look how hard we've tried. Look what Clinton did for 8 years, you know?
Well, Clinton just about gave away the farm, and Arafat didn't care because he wanted the issue for the PLO more than he wanted half of Israel's land. But I love how Trump's bucking the conventional wisdom. Well, you have to bring Palestine to the table. No, you don't.
Yeah,
he's living proof that you don't.
Very good point. Very good point, Ryan. And that is, oh, I mean, when you look at that region and how, look at what Trump has done just there. Just with Israel.
He's
phenomenal. Yeah, no, I know, exactly right.
That's,
I mean,
the beauty of it.
And he talked recently, I forget where it was, about North Korea and how close they were. Like, Mattis was like thinking, I have to go tell the president he's got to, you know, use a nuclear weapon because of the threat from North Korea. We're going to have to do that. That's where that was at when he came in. I mean, it's like so many things. Do not rely on the fake news media. Do not rely. Just get your own facts. Look at actual transcripts of his speech. Look at actual, you know, events themselves on C-SPAN if the president has, you know, the Middle East peace signing or whatever. Get the facts. Decide for yourself. Another texter says, tell me more about the return that Mike Lindell was talking about. The return is a national and global day of prayer and repentance. My friend Mike Lindell tells me they have 200,000 people coming to the steps of the Capitol, over 1 billion, I said it, 1 billion watching online. So they have the return Eve Friday night at 6 p.m. and then Saturday at 9 a.m. There's an entire program Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then also something Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Jonathan Kahn, great rabbi, great author. His prophetic word to America will be given between 11 a.m. and noon on Saturday, September 26th. So that's 4 days, 16 hours away. We talked to Michelle Bachman about this last week at Big Iron, also Mike Lindell. This is part of an incredible effort of prayer for this country and this election and this president. Please join the effort. TheReturn.org.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three. And that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of. And uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity. Time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
Back to the phones we go. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, where are you at?
Hey, Scott. Today we are over in Fargo, actually, West Fargo over in Horace, doing some bursting over here. We've got a couple different projects going on. We got the HDD division doing some boring, and we're checking out some sewer lines here. Going to see if we're going to reline them or if we're going to burst them and pull some new pipe in there for the customer.
Red Trenchless is your headache-free solution for trenchless residential and commercial drilling technology. And tell us a little bit about trenchless technology. What does that mean?
Basically, trenchless means you're going to eliminate the headache, the mess. You're not going to see all the dirt. The grass won't be tore up. We're going to go below all that stuff. It's very painless, and it's a very quick, easy process.
That means less disruption of traffic, business, of life. So go to reddrilling.com, 2Ds, reddrilling.com, or call for an estimate, 701-204-0404.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thought because of your religion, he'd be shamed by the Washington Post. Right? Aren't those the people that, you know, are the PC police of all time? You never attack anybody
yeah.
for the... Look at the headline of this piece in the Post today. The story behind potential Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett's little-known Catholic group, People of Praise.
Here we go.
Oh, she's got a Bible study.
Here we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Buttercup.
She reads the Bible. She reads the Bible. A tight-knit, mostly Catholic group of about 1,700 adult members across the country. Some people, here we go, see People of Praise which calls for members to seek guidance in many aspects of their lives from a personal spiritual guide, as a potentially inappropriate sway over a judge's decision-making. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Here they go. When she was nominated and eventually confirmed for the U.S. Circuit Court judge, Dianne Feinstein said, quote, "You have a long history of believing your religious beliefs should prevail. When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's a concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for in this country." Okay, let's break that down a little bit, should we? Your religious beliefs. Should prevail. Okay, do you think Dianne Feinstein goes home and says, okay, I need to vote on this, but it doesn't matter what my religious beliefs are. I'm not going to let that guide me. Your religious beliefs should guide you in everything. They form every fiber of your being, right? Now, if you're on a court, in this case the Supreme Court, and it's A and or it's B, and you're having to decide, what do? You look at the Constitution. You look at the goalposts with the... But it's not like you got to divorce yourself of your faith all of a sudden. These people are just... Really, folks, they're sick. They're very sick. Because they use any and every argument. Chuck Schumer's already warning it. Nothing's off the table. Nothing's off the table. Nothing's off the table if you continue to do this. They have a thirst for power. And the court is their thing, man, because they know it's the only way their way of thinking can prevail. Because their way of thinking doesn't do well in an open setting like a vote in the United States Congress. It does not. But the court changing the Constitution for their benefit, that's their ticket. That is their ticket. All right, rapid fire on the text here, because I promised it. I promised it, and I shall. I just tweeted out Mike Lindell's tweet about the return. Okay? For folks that are looking for more information there. Ivanka Trump and Vice President Pence are coming to Minnesota on Thursday, closer to the cities. Why, I have no idea. It's a lost cause. It's a very dark place. Just stay away. Texter says, the benchmark for distance learning shutdowns at Fargo Public Schools is 50. As of yesterday, we were at 45.7. Meaning, a shutdown is near at the Fargo Public School. It's too bad. It really is too bad. Thank you for sharing that, though. Appreciate it. I'm a nurse, and I can tell you unequivocally that COVID is real and that numbers are up, not down. I would not dream of caring for them without PPE. Nobody said it's not real. And nobody said a nurse, a healthcare worker, shouldn't wear PPE, so I don't know what you're hearing there. Thank you for what you do. Texter says, please face the facts. Trump is not popular, and unless the Electoral College or the Russians get their way again, Trump will not be placed as president this year. The Electoral College might get its way, Kevin. That's called the Constitution winning. I hate when that happens.
I know. About all those yard signs, like 1,000-to-1 signs, and he's not popular?
Thank you for making my point, by the way, that it, you know, the Constitution matters not. The court, whatever the norms are, shred it. It's power.
Mm-hmm.
It's drunk with power. I'm not a fearmonger. Again, face the facts. Look up North Dakota COVID numbers prior to Sturgis and compare the last month. Well, again, cause and effect, you're saying, oh, the numbers went up. As you just heard an expert say last hour, the virus is going to do what it's going to do. You're connecting dots. If it was as bad as you say it is in Sturgis, let me ask you this. Why did those thousands and thousands of people on those cruise ships confined literally in a petri dish not provoke the huge amount of outbreaks? I think one person died. Opposition wants to embrace political fear because COVID is the only thing left in the left's arsenal, says another. All great comments today. All great comments as always. Thanks for listening, folks. See you tomorrow. God bless.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.